You're listening to the BeyondCast, the official podcast of Beyond Student Ministries. Located in Seattle, Washington, we're all about faith, mission, and reality. Join us as we look at Jesus the Revolutionary in the Gospel of Luke.
There you go. Who has it? Where'd it go? Oh, it's under Zach's chair. All right. So if we have any questions about words, Raina's going to look them up for us. All right. Whoa. Those lights were wicked. All right. So grab your Bible. Open up to Luke 19. Chapter 19. All right. Take your Bible. Open up to Luke chapter 19. That's the wrong passage altogether. Jordan, are you just trying to be antagonistic tonight? I don't... Raina, would you look that up for us? What's that? Oh, yours is holier than mine, I guess. Whatever. I'm looking in Night in John. That's the wrong book. They don't have antagonistic in there? All right. Luke chapter 19, starting in verse 1. Today we're going to... The title is Party at Zach's House. So afterwards, we're all going to go to Zach's house. And he has a lot of... He's going to barbecue for us, right? No. There's no party at Zach's house. But afterwards, we do have a very special celebration for afterwards. So I'm going to be brief. I'm going to speak with brevity, which is a fancy word for really thick lattes. What's that? Terse. That's a good one, too. Tonight, we're going to celebrate the birth of two of our very, very special friends, Monica and Jessica DeSattel. Their birthday was on Tuesday. And so we have cake for them. Cake. Yeah, they get to watch us eat cake, because Jessica is not allowed to have sugar, ever. I'm sorry. Your mom said no. So we have cake, and we're going to celebrate for a bit. So I think it would be only fitting if Ray let us in happy birthday. Right now.
Okay, happy birthday.
There we go.
Woo!
Monica, Jessica, DeSattel. Woo! Man, that was insanely awesome. Thank you, Ray. That was beautiful in so many ways. One of them was not in singing, though. Sorry, I'm a mean person. I'm mean. Anyway, you don't have birthday in there? That's the worst dictionary ever. Throw it away. Throw it away. Get a Bible. All right, Luke chapter 19, verse 1. We got two stories we're going to look at today, but they're both at Zach's house. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not. Poor short people. Because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter. Everybody mutter. Mutter, 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 mutter. Rabble, rabble. He has gone to be a guest of a sinner, in quotes. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here I now give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay him back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost." So here we have this story. Zach, tell me, what do you guys know about Zacchaeus from this story? What does it say about him? He was a short man. He was a wee little man, was he? What else about him? He was a chief tax collector. Perfect. What else? What? Huh? He lived at the time of Jesus. Way to go. He still climbed trees. He's a grown-up still climbing trees. Today, people would laugh at you. Like, what are you doing up there? Anyway. Yeah, maybe he was just spry. I don't think he was illiterate. Sorry. There's no wrong answers except that one. No. it was his answer. Okay. So he's a tax collector. He's short. What do we know about tax collectors? We've talked a lot about tax collectors. They take people's money. They cheat people. That's good. What? Everyone hates them. They're like, tax collectors, we hate you. And, you know, it's like the IRS, but these people are like really, really, really corrupt. They would take, like, they would say, okay, you owe Caesar $100. Because they used dollars back then, right? Right. Whatever. And so then he would say, you owe Caesar $100, but you're going to actually pay $300. And $200 is going to go to me. And so they would go around, they just rip people off. So they'd be richer than Caesar. Yeah. Crazy, huh? So Zach, as we're going to call him, because Zacchaeus is a mouthful for me. So Zach was hated by his neighbors. People just looked at him and was like, ah, I hate Zacchaeus. I hate Zach. Not this Zach, because Zach spells his name with two Ks. Whereas this Zach is Z-A-C-H. Anyway, everybody hated him. But you know what? He knew that Jesus was somebody special. And so he's like, you know what? I want to see who this Jesus guy is, because I hear there's this wandering hippie coming through town. And so I got to find out what Jesus is all about. And so Jesus is coming through Jericho on his way to Jerusalem, where he's going to die. Yeah, he's going to go and die. And so Jesus is on a mission and he's focused. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to die in just a couple of days. And you know, if you knew you were going to die in a couple of days, what would you be wanting to do? Bungee jump. Okay. That's good. I mean, you'd be doing a lot of fun stuff. I mean, if Jesus is just walking there, he's just going. It's like, I guess I'm going. And all of a sudden, he sees Zacchaeus, the short little man, a wee little man was he, up in a sycamore fig tree. And there's a song to it. I don't know the whole song, though. But he's up in the tree, and he looks and he says, Zacchaeus, today I'm going to eat at your house. You're making me dinner. How many of you guys have ever had somebody tell you you're cooking for them? Anybody? One of my uncles, he would call my mom. It's funny. He would call my mom and say, hey, what are you having for dinner? And she's like, I don't know, mashed potatoes, meatloaf, whatever. He's like, oh, sounds good. I'll see you in 5 minutes. And so he would come over. I mean, that's just kind of rude, isn't it? Like, what? No, I got to invite you. But Jesus is like, Zacchaeus, make me dinner. And Zacchaeus is like, oh, okay. And so he gets down from this tree. Probably took a while. I mean, he might have lost his footing. Anyway, sorry. I just picture him. So he goes down and he makes dinner and stuff, and they're at Zacchaeus' house, Zach's house, and everybody starts to mutter. Mutter, 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 mutter. And they're like, man, I can't believe Jesus is hanging out with that guy. Here's the thing about Jesus that's really cool. He attracts people. Anywhere he goes, people just kind of show up. And even when he's with people that they don't want him to be with, they still are paying attention. Jesus just attracts people. There's something about him. And he doesn't care what other people say about him or about the people he's with, because when he's with somebody, he's with them. And he's saying, you know what? I love Zacchaeus enough. Even though everybody hates him, I believe that he is still valuable in God's kingdom. And so he goes to his house, and Zacchaeus stands up. He's like, listen, if I've cheated anybody, I'm going to give him back four times as much. And Jesus says, you know what? This man's found salvation. You want to know why? Because he wanted change. He said, you know, I was living this way for so long, but I'm done. I'm not going to be that way anymore. And so he's finally grace and mercy in Christ. And people who encounter Jesus, like really, really encounter him, can't help but be changed. If you've ever met Jesus, I mean, he has a way of just changing your heart. It's just like, man, Jesus, why? I used to be this total jerk, and now I'm not so much of a jerk. Anyway, but the other thing about Jesus here, I have a bunch of blanks that I didn't use, but because I want to be brief, don't worry about it. Okay, English is not my 40. See, that was the joke. All right, but here's the cool thing: Jesus writes in those who are written off. Jesus takes people who everybody else said no, there's no way that the gospel would matter to them. There's no way that God could love them. They're written off, and he writes them in, and he says, "Listen, you're a part of the kingdom. You're a part of what God is doing. You're a part of this mission that he sent me on." And that is way cool, and I love Jesus for that. So let's keep looking. Verse 11. And this is a long chunk. So to make sure that we don't fall asleep, let's all stand up. We're going to read this one together as loud as we possibly can. in whatever translation you have. We're just going to read, all right? If it's Spanish, then you're teaching us something. It'll be great. All right. No, it's not a Spanish translation. It's like King James or something. All right, so verse 11. As loud as you can on three. One, two, three. While they were still listening to this, he went on to tell them a parable because he was near Jerusalem and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once. He said, a man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king and then to return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas, put them into work, he said, until I come back. But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, we don't want this man to be our king. He was made our king, however, and returned home. Then he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money in order to find out what they had gained with it. The first one came and said, sir, your mina has earned 10 more. Well done, good, my good servant. His master replied, because you have been trustworthy in very small matter, take charge of 10 cities. The second came to him and said, sir, your mina has earned 5 more. This master said, take your charge of 5 cities. Then another man servant came to him and said, sir, your mina, I have kept it and laid it away in the piece of cloth. I was afraid of you because you are a man. You take and do not put, but you do not sow. The master replied, I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. You knew that do it in, but hard man, take it out what did not put in and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money in deposit so that when I came back I would have at least collected interest? Then he said to those standing by, take a mina away from him and give it to the one who had 10 minas. Sir, they said, oh, he already has 10. He replied, I tell you the truth, to everyone who has more will be given, but for whom one has nothing, even that will be taken away. By those enemies of mine will know that need to come over them. Bring them here and kill them in front of me. I win. All right, so now we're all awake. Good. You're still reading? Oh, we stopped at 27. Sorry. My bad. All right, so now we all know what that passage said. Let's just worship, all right? This story is about faithfulness. And so here's Zacchaeus, who was a tax collector, a cheater, a ripper-offer of people's goods, which is a word. Look it up, ripper-offer. Jesus takes this story about a guy who he's a king, and he goes away to a far place, and he gives his servants money. And we've heard this story before, I'm sure. It's also another gospel. It's the parable of the talents. The king gives his servants money and says, hey, put my money to work. And so he goes away, and he comes back, and he sees what the people did. One person who has 10 got 10 more. One person who had 5 got 5 more. And then one person was only given 1, and he was a lazy turd, and he didn't do anything with it. He just said, listen, master, I know that, you know, you're a hard man. And so I put it in a cloth and buried it. Or I don't know what he did. I couldn't tell. He buried it? Yeah. Okay. It was pretty loud in here, so I couldn't even hear myself. He buried it. And so the master says, listen, you are a wicked, lazy person, and take what you have and give it to the person who has 10. And so everyone's like, what? That guy already has so much. And Jesus is like, yeah, he does, because he's faithful. And so Jesus is saying in this story, this is a great story, because it's all about faithfulness. Here's Zacchaeus, who was unfaithful, who ripped people off, and he says, you know what, I'm going to pay back everything that I've ever stolen 4 times. I'm going to go beyond what I did, and I'm going to do better. And here Jesus parallels that with the story of people who get something, and they have so much, and they do something, and one person who has something who does nothing. And the question is, like, what do we have? I mean, we all have different stuff. I mean, this passage could go a lot of different ways. It can go, you know, how much money do you have? You know, if you have a lot of money, you should be willing to give up money. Otherwise, it becomes an idol. If you hoard onto stuff and say, I'm not going to risk it because it's just too precious and too valuable, then it's an idol to you. Thank you, golems. You know, it's just, that's an idol. And I mean, what in your life is something that you would not take a risk and give up for Jesus? Like, say Jesus gave you 10 bucks and said, hey, I'm giving you 10 bucks and I want you to go and make it work for you. And you say, no, Jesus, instead, I'm going to use it for myself. Or I'm just going to, like, hide it in my freezer behind the old chicken. You know, I mean, what are you doing with what Jesus has given you? Because the truth is, all of us have been given something. Every one of us has been given something. And for some of us, it's musical ability. Some of us, it might be just you're really smart. Or some of you might have writing ability. Or some of you might have just courage and boldness, like nobody's business. And all those things are given to you by design. And they're given to you by God. And he wants you to use them. And, the greatest gift that we all have is the gospel. The gospel. Because Jesus came, He lived a perfect, sinless life for us. And as we'll see in a couple weeks, he died for us. And he rose from the dead, and he did it for us. And that is the greatest gift that any of us could have ever received. And he did it for us. And the thing is, are we the servant who takes that gift and buries it? Or are we the servant that says, you know what, I'm going to put this thing to work. Because Jesus has done so much for me already, and this is something I don't deserve, but he gave it to me. And I'm going to go and put it to work. And that's the question, is where are we? Are we willing to work for Jesus to utilize what he's given us? Or are we just going to hoard it and hide it because we don't know what the results might be? And I want to challenge you. You know, we have fun, we have a good time, but man, Jesus here, as we're going to see the next couple weeks, he's on a mission and he's so focused on what he came to this earth to do. And we, as Christians, as Christ followers, we need to be willing to say, I am on mission with you. I'm going to go where you go. I'm going to do what you do. I'm going to live for you and nobody else. And that is what Jesus is calling us to do. And as we move forward as a church, as a ministry, we have to be willing to say, you know what, Jesus has given me so much grace, so much mercy, so much love, that I need to share it. I need to talk about it. I need to tell other people. I need to expand what he's given me. And that's the whole challenge of this passage. I mean, here's Jesus coming to a guy named Zach, who everybody hated. But he turns around and blesses people. And I mean, all of us, I mean, we're better off than Zacchaeus. We might not be rich, but I mean, I don't think anybody is like looking at us down the street and go, oh, tax collector, I hate you. Or like, oh man, what's up with that guy? He's a tax collector. He's short. I can't say that in this room because I'm so tall. But you know, that's the whole point of this message is that, you know what, Jesus has given you so much. Give it away. Just give it away. Put the gospel to work. So if the band would make their way to the platform, we're going to worship.